Boosters making their way to doctors' offices and pharmacies around the country.
Tailor-made to fight the Omicron variant, just approved by the FDA.
What many may not realize is that right now, the only information about these specific shots is from studies in mice.
I'm concerned that these new vaccines have only been tested on mice.
It's not only that we don't have clinical data, seeing whether it works, which makes sense because, you know, we're doing this on the fly. We don't have immune data in people.
But I do think some people are going to want to wait. They're going to want to wait and see how it goes as it's given to more people.
What I fear is that they're going to say everybody should get it when, in fact, a healthy young person really is unlikely to benefit from a booster dose.
The FDA says children will have access to new boosters coming this fall.
So they are now authorized for everyone 12 and up. Does everyone 12 and up need this new booster?
Well, it depends, Erica, what you mean by need.
Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster?
Right now, there's not enough data that has been accumulated, Senator Paul, to indicate that that's the case.
Right now, they're saying that we should trust mouse data, and I don't think that should ever be true. I don't think you should ever ask tens of millions of people to get a vaccine based on mouse data.
Listen, today they're doing it with rats. I know what you're going to say. I know you got a philosophical problem because there's a possibility that something maybe could go wrong. I mean, some mutant virus could wipe out half the world. If you're in the half that's still around, do you want to be rich or not? I'll put you down for 5,000 shares.
Have you ever received a loyalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
According to the regulations, people who receive royalties are not required to divulge them.
The ultimate strategy is going to be that for the most part, most Americans would need a reboosting of their immunity on a yearly basis.
Milk.
Fox.
TV.